Welcome to the Commercial Property Investor Podcast, and I'm your host, Jerry Alexander. This show is all about commercial property investing for the private investor, whether you're just getting started or scaling up your portfolio. Through interviews, tips and lessons learned along the way, we want to give you the inspiration, knowledge and confidence to enjoy this great cash flowing strategy. Welcome back to the podcast. A number of people have been asking recently, what is this 9-month commercial property mastermind and accountability program that you've been mentioning, and why are you doing the last one ever? Now, some, of course, have never heard of it, and that's fine. But this short episode is just to give you an idea of what our 9-month mastermind accountability program is. And if you're not interested in how we can help you in ways other than the podcast, of course, then skip on, no problem. But those of you who genuinely want to learn how you could accelerate your commercial property plans, then listen on. So let's start by talking about what this program is or why I designed it. So first off, it's a 9-month program, of course, as it says in the title, and it's a sequential thing. There's a beginning, a middle and an end, and we start off with the basics and we end up hopefully with students with properties, and then we start talking about how they can get their next ones. And it was designed to help those who have relatively limited or no experience in commercial. They most have had a reasonable level of experience in residential, I have to say. Not a prerequisite, but most have. And then to take them to a point where they actually manage to buy and secure that first building. And it's over 9 months because I think if you try and cram that into 2 or 3 days, you miss the opportunity to go out into the field with what you've learned. Try and find out some more information about buildings or market analysis or design or whatever it is we've been discussing. Come back to the group in another month's time with the peer-to-peer support and with myself being there and other guests that we have. You have the ability to start to understand how this market works. And the problem with commercial for me is that it's not transparent. It's not easy to work out what's going on in this market. So by going out and finding out another couple of pieces of the jigsaw and bringing them back and trying to fit them together with what everybody else has found, I find that after a few months, about month 3 or 4, the penny really starts to drop and people start to understand how the market works. So that was one of the reasons for making that period of time. And let me just go into a little bit about actually some of the topics that we cover. So we start off with things like the basics, like strategy, of course, and we go into the CMO model, my preferred model, of course we do. We talk about finding buildings and then negotiating on those buildings. And of course, deal analysis, because some of our buildings are a bit more complex. So what about profit and loss and the actual operations side? We talk about business structures, tax implications, raising finance. How to actually analyse the market? It's a big question people ask me. Look, fine, I found this building, but how on earth do I know if anybody's going to turn up and use it? Who's going to be interested in letting this space? And that's really important. That's a big piece of this. And then, of course, you have to find those customers. There's a section about creative design or space design, which is really important. How do you maximise your building, particularly if you're doing flexible space? How do you maximise it, but equally make it future-proof as well? It can be quite difficult. And then there's, of course, the space management and how the latest technology can help you do that if you're looking at an operations side. Accountability, of course, through peer-to-peer and myself. And, you know, we can't make you do stuff, but we have a framework there to allow you to try and plug yourself in to make yourself accountable. And then, of course, we talk about how you can add more properties and develop out cash flow with sharing out the costs that you would have with more and more properties and spreading the risk. So those are the different topics that we cover over those 9 months. But how the actual format works is quite interesting. And this came about from a few experiences I've had out in the field about learning about how masterminds work, because I've been on a few myself. And what worked for me, this is not necessarily going to work for you, but most of our students have ended up getting commercial properties. It's quite a high percentage, which is fantastic. And that's the whole point of this. So the first part is a one-to-one with myself, an hour-long one-to-one when we get started to try and get an orientation in the right direction, to try and help with developing out a key investing criteria, which is really important, so that one is going in the right direction, to try and make decision-making easier. And then over those 9 months, there are mastermind sessions each month, one mastermind session, 7 of which are on Zoom. So they are for half a day on Zoom. The first session on each of those is delivered by myself. And then after that, we do more of a round table boardroom type scenario, albeit it's online. And it's effectively one-to-one between myself and the individuals around the table, but equally everybody else is still in the group and listening in and chipping in. So it's more of a peer-to-peer support. And that's really how masterminds work, or certainly the best that I've seen, because people ask questions that you haven't thought of or aren't important to you right now, or at least you didn't think so. And then when you start listening to the answer in the conversation, like, that might not be relevant to me right now, but I'm going to keep that one in the back of my mind. And you just learn from what other people are asking, which is really important. There are two of those sessions, though, that are full days on site with us. So out of the 9 months, seven are online, two are full days, going around some of our sites, still doing the mastermind session in the afternoon and covering other topics. But we also bring in one or two speakers for those as well. And those are really good days. And those are the only times you might need to come up to Scotland, because some of you might be like, well, I can't come up to Scotland. I mean, it doesn't bother me about going down to England, but hey. And in fact, interestingly, we have had a number of people who are not based in the UK on this course. And in fact, this course right now, we have people booked on who are not based in the UK. So it's okay if you're not in the UK. Those two sessions, though, we will put as much of them on Zoom as we can. But effectively, being on site and meeting people face to face is the really key value there. The other things we do during those 9 months is we do 9 deal analysis sessions. That's where anybody in our wider group and membership will bring any deals they're looking at. We can discuss those in amongst the group. Private sessions, but nevertheless with a wider number of people that we're working with. And we have 9 podcast guest sessions. So what that is where people you've listened to on the podcast, some shows you might have really liked, and I've maybe not been as good as I should be at asking the questions, you've got some that you want to ask. Well, they are private sessions where we can do a Q&A and you can ask them anything you like. The other aspect that's actually quite valuable is access to contract templates and resources on the back end of our website. There's a membership area there. So for instance, our license agreement is in there. That's included. You can download that and any updates that come in. And there's a WhatsApp group to keep in touch with your peers and also with myself throughout the month for sharing ideas and challenges. And if you do have projects you're looking at and you need an answer before we come back to a session or do a deal analysis, you can send them over to me and I will, in a reasonable amount of period of time, have a look at them and come back and give you some feedback. So those are all the things that are involved in the mastermind. It's actually not starting until the 18th of August. Now, if you're listening to this episode down the track, sorry you missed it. But it's starting on the 18th of August 2022. And between now and then, there are going to be some bonus sessions. So you'll be able to get into the deal analysis session that we'll be running between now and then. And I'm actually putting on a couple of specific Zoom calls for those that have already signed up to the program and for anybody else that does so. There's not a huge amount of spaces on this program. And I just encourage you, if you are thinking about it, then jump on the website, fill out an application form. It's the usual W's. I've put in one of those little links. So it's bit.ly. So it's bit.ly/1CPIMM, which is Commercial Property Investor Mastermind, imaginatively made up. So bit.ly/1CPIMM. I will put this in the show notes, though, for you if you want to have a look at that. So I'm going to move on to another question. I'll maybe come back to the start date and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, let's move on to the big question people have been asking me too, is why is this your last one? Well, there's nothing wrong with the programme. In fact, we've had some stunning successes with it. It's been really exciting over the last 3 programmes that we've run. Many, many investors have ended up buying properties during or just after the programme, which is the number one objective. And it's just been really, really exciting to be involved in those buildings and that process. So if you are kind of sitting on the fence and you're not quite sure about commercial and you need somebody to hold your hand, maybe this is the right environment for you. But what I have done is, or I will do, is if you go in the show notes and you pick up one of the contact details for me, if you want to have a conversation about it because you're not quite sure, then let's set up a call. We can have a chat about it. It's important that it works for you, as obviously, but it also is important that you fit in with the program, because one of the key things about this is that everybody's generally on the same page. So as we go through the mastermind sessions in a 9-month period, there's a level of trust gets built up, a level of understanding of how each individual on the program works. Like, we all come from completely different backgrounds, of course, but it's important to have a synergy there, right? So feel free to reach out and we can have a conversation on the phone and just see whether it's the right thing for you. Now, here's some of the reasons why this is the last one. The key one is, it's actually really time consuming for me, right? I know that's selfish, but I want to give it as much as I can. And some people will just come to the sessions, they'll take all that away and go and work beaver way on their own, and then others need quite a lot of hand-holding. And of course, I want to help. That's exactly what the program's for. So that's what happens. But it has become quite time-consuming. And selfishly, what I really want to do is grow our group of advanced members, or our advanced membership platform, which I've not mentioned, but basically what was happening was people who were coming through the mastermind and maybe buying a building or two were thinking, right, well, how do I stay around? I want to stay around with this group. So we created this advanced membership platform, but the masterminds ended up becoming a bit of a bottleneck for that. It's a 9-month bottleneck to getting more people into that program. And I mean, it's a fantastic place for individuals to learn from those that are out there investing and developing commercial right now. I mean, that was one of the main things I wanted to do all this stuff for, was to find a group of people that are continuously growing and developing commercial portfolios. I just thought that would be so cool and such a great place to learn, because every project's different, right? So that's something that we've been developing. And that one is by invite only, that particular program. But what I want to do is concentrate more on.
Let me take a moment to thank Office R&D for supporting the podcast. It's really important to us that we only work with sponsors that we've used ourselves. It's all about being authentic, right? Office R&D is the best flexible workspace platform we've come across. And believe me, we've tried a few systems over the last 20 years. Office R&D helps us manage our invoicing, customer community, reporting, building access, and many more aspects of our day-to-day operations. Why not book yourself a free demo to see how they can help you free up more time to grow your business? Follow the partner link in the show notes.
That, and bring more people into that platform. But the key thing is, they do need to understand how commercial works and ideally have a building that they've gone through the process. It doesn't have to be a fancy, amazing building, but just they've gone through the process, or they're really properly committed to it. Because I want everybody in that group to feel they're all pushing in the same direction and they're all making things happen. It's just an inspiring place to be. So that's one of the key criteria for that group. Anyway, coming back to the mastermind, I thought, because I want to try and reduce my time on that, I've had quite a few people asking, you know, what's your mastermind program like? I tell them what mastermind program's like, and then the timing's not been right. And over the years, people that maybe said the time wasn't right have genuinely joined. They've come on the next one. Maybe they were selling some HMOs. Maybe they were redeveloping a buy-to-let or something. There was something going on that made it the wrong timing, and that's fine. And then they've come and joined us later. And there's also been a few who've kind of been sitting on the fence. So what I thought was, I'm going to run one more. I'm going to do this one more time, one more 9-month program. For those that are sitting on the fence, for those of you where timing hasn't quite been right before, there's still an opportunity to come and join us. It's going to be a maximum of 15 businesses on this program, and we've already got quite a number on it already. So there's not going to be a huge amount of space, but it's just really important that it's the right place for you and the right place for the rest of the group for you to be there. So there is an application process. If you go to bit.ly/1CPIMM and fill out the app, well, have a look. There's loads of information there. There's also a bit in there about the free bonus sessions, of course, that are coming up over the next month or two. And then once you get the application form in, the next step is for us to have a conversation on the phone. And if we both feel it's right, then we can progress, right? So I think that's everything. I just wanted to share that, really, because it's been asked a few times, particularly why is it going to be the last one? It's a fantastic program. I love doing it, but it's just so time consuming. Okay, that's it for now. If you want to have a quick call, as I say, just look in the show notes or fill in the application, and then we can go through that process. Otherwise, I look forward to catching up with you again very, very soon. Thanks for listening.
Hi there. I hope you're enjoying the content delivered on the CPI podcast. Even though it's free to listen to, it actually takes quite a bit of time and financial commitment to deliver each and every episode. Did you know that by leaving a positive written review, you, yes, you, will have a direct impact on the visibility of the podcast? And that's really important, because by reaching a wider audience, it helps our team to continually improve the overall content that we deliver to you week after week. For some of you, leaving a review will be second nature, but for others, it might be a first one. Open your podcast app, pick the CPI podcast and search for previous reviews. And on iTunes in particular, click to look at all of the reviews and then you'll see an option to leave a written review. Go on, it'll only take 2 minutes and it'll really make our day. And we genuinely read every single one of them.